4PXB Mobile.
Good morning, Lloyd. N0TR. Getting ready to leave Wally World.
Good luck, sir. I'm en route to a location to put in a new Wi-Fi device. I'd rather be doing that than having to even be anywhere near Wally World.
Man, let me get back out here. Lloyd, give me just a second. Go ahead.
Two things. I just don't like a crowd of people and the irritations of the self-checkout when they got multiple people standing in line and then they still check your receipt when you're going to the outside of it, it's just something I don't want to have to deal with.
I resemble that. I relate to that. Well, just coming down here, I almost got hit for no reason. There was a car coming out of Willis's at the gas station. I was going down to a dental appointment. Let me turn this background radio down. And this Prius started coming out of there and pulled clear out into the lane that I was in, about a fender car length worth. Finally, they seen me and slammed on the brakes, and I could not dodge because there was another car in the other lane coming straight at me. My heart went into my stomach, or my stomach went into my heart. Anyways, it made me nervous.
What Wally World are you on at?
Oh, the dentist office is Crowns now down there in Greer, and it's just a couple of blocks over there to the Walmart marketplace. And Bernice wanted some popcorn butter and popcorn, I don't know, whatever, salt, oil. I got it anyways. And they did have it in stock, so that's good. A lot of times they're the outhouse anymore.
I just want to make sure that you weren't having a double disaster, having to deal with the Walmart on Woodruff Road.
I don't go anywhere near Woodruff Road unless it's a has-to situation. I have one doctor down there that I have to go to, and very seldom. And, you know, you have to go down there at that corner by Costco, only you go straight ahead there down Lawrence Road, I think it is, or down towards the Motor Mile. It's in that area. That is the only time that I go towards that area. Oh, somebody's getting a Merry Christmas here with the blue lights behind them. That'd be a bad day.
Obviously, somebody's forgot to add that police officer to the Christmas list. To having to get somebody a ticket this close to Christmas.
I would rather have her give me a ticket than him. And this was a very nice looking young lady. It'd make you feel better, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir. But I guess a male can cry to the female that way. That way it can be turned the other way when it's a female with a male officer that they can try the crying effect, see if they can get it reduced or get out of it a little bit.
We had a couple of police officers come to our door one day, and I thought, oh my, what do we do? And he wanted to know if we had any security footage of a trailer being ripped off up the street, and I didn't have one in that particular direction, so. But the lady with him was quite wonderful, and she was quite beautiful. And I said, you know, we never had any police officers like that back in Pittsburgh, Kansas. And he said, oh, this is part of our new objective of beautifying Greenville. We got a laugh out of that.
I definitely bet you did.
Officers, I'll tell you that. Well, I got my teeth all cleaned up, ready to munch on those mask consumables for Christmas. The kids are coming down, tomorrow or the next day, and from Michigan, and the ones from here, and all of us are getting together for a big meal on Saturday of barbecued ribs and all the trimmings, and boy, Bernice can make some good barbecued ribs.
You have me at the barbecue ribs, just go ahead and text me your address, and I'll be there.
I don't know, Lloyd, but that one grandson, he's 6'5", and about 280, and wears a size 16 shoe. I doubt that there's anything left but bones, Lloyd. This is NGRLTR.
That's the only way to be. When you have ribs, just gnaw them down to the bone.
Job on them. They're great, and she makes her own sauce, and everybody's always loved it. We had a group over one time of about 10 amateur radio operators, and one of them there that I've known for years now, he said them's the best ribs he'd ever ate in his life, and that was quite a compliment, because, you know, up in Kansas, that wasn't a big thing, but down here, we've been here about 14 years now, and I've learned to really love those things. They're great. And a lot of barbecue here. Not found at different parts of the country.
Yes, sir. That is definitely true. When my wife does the ribs like that, she'll actually just break them open into a couple of pieces and just heat them up really well to start boiling them where the actual marrow comes out. And then that way she has the bone marrow soup, and then she'll fish the bone back out of it, and it's definitely good with some crackers.
And Bernice is probably listening, so she'll probably look that up. That's her hobby, and I'm thankful it is, because she's the most wonderful chef. She cooks them in the oven for several hours, very, very low, like 200 and some degrees, if I remember rightly. And then there at the last, she takes them outside on the barbecue thing, you know, the grill. And that's when she puts the sauce and that on them. And, oh, boy, it's about as far uptown as you can get. They fall off the bone, as you say.
And when you have good ribs like that and a good sauce, you just don't even worry about a napkin. Just go ahead and lick your fingers and enjoy it even more.
Some guys are out quite a bit now. I just went past another one here at the Willis's. Good for them. Save lives out there, slowing some of these crazy people down. And I was speeding. I shouldn't say nothing. I was about 7 mile an hour over coming down that hill. But I spotted him. He wasn't running radar, so that's good. I got a good radar detector in the car, which is useless anymore, but I have fun with it. It's nice to know where they're at. Now I got signs all over that says, tree work ahead and a one-lane road. Joy, joy. And I come this way to get out of the traffic. Oh, shoot. Well, Lloyd, I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'm getting near home. And it's nice to talk to you, and Merry Christmas to you. KO4PXP, I think it is. This is N0TR73's Lloyd.
Also, Merry Christmas to you. It's KO4PXP.